On Wednesday, the D.C. Brawlers will face the San Francisco Fire in the National Pro Grid League Finals. But what's grid, you ask? Imagine if weightlifting, gymnastics, and track and field had a baby. This is the first season of the new sport, which grew out of CrossFit. Susan Vallett checked out a regular season doubleheader in Long Beach, California.
For first-time viewers, a grid competition can sound a lot like a pro wrestling match. A WWE-style announcer calls the action as ripped athletes run around decked in form-fitting red, blue, and black workout clothes. They don't throw each other around. They throw around weights, really heavy weights, with an ease as though they were children's toys.
The ladder, power clean, hang squat clean, 16 barbells ranging from 60 pounds all the way to 285 pounds.
Each grid match involves 11 races between two teams. A contraption in the center of a rubber court holds bars, gymnastic rings, and ropes. Barbells and dumbbells line a grid of four numbered stations on each side. The athletes fly as fast as they can through the grid, each squatting to push up barbells, climbing the ropes from a seated position with only their hands and arms, and jumping rope with the precision of pro boxers. The last to complete the grid sprints to the finish line for the win.
Five reps in for the runners. Eight reps in for the brawlers.
They're basically workout races.
That's Jim Keene. He's the president and CEO of the National Pro Grid League, or NPGL.
So you have a start line and a finish line. The format is on a footprint like a basketball arena.
Keene says the teams are made up of 10 men and 10 women, and each team must have at least one man and one woman 40 or older.
And the rules are explicitly designed so that if you don't employ your women, you'll lose. And so the strategies and everything are designed to incorporate men and women working together as a team.
Courtney Walker came to the San Francisco Fire from a gymnastics background. But she says being on a gymnastics team is completely different than a grid team, where you can tag a teammate to replace you.
College was a team sport a little bit, but like nobody can complete my bar routine dismount like if I can't do it myself. Like I have to go finish it. And here I'm going to go out there and give it my all. And I know what I can handle, and when I can't handle it anymore, I have an awesome teammate next to me who's going to help me finish.
Most of the competitors, including Walker, have CrossFit backgrounds, but they say grid takes what they do in CrossFit to a new level.
It's an evolution of weightlifting, it's an evolution of gymnastics, it's an evolution of endurance, and I think together it makes it unique.
The athletes call CrossFit a methodology and grid a sport. Attendance ranges from 1,000 to about 4,000. Today's doubleheader is attended by what appears to be a niche crowd. Mixed in with some families, you see a lot of buff arms and shoulders stuffed into CrossFit t-shirts. It's not unusual to see little kids trying to do push-ups or other exercises, trying to imitate the athletes who are accessible via a meet and greet after each match.
One, two, three.
Thank you so much.
But the league has had to muscle through some growing pains. It had to cancel three matches recently because of financial problems. League officials cobbled together a rescue package with investors to keep the league going through playoffs, which will be shown on national television. At the Long Beach doubleheader, Ashley Gatewood stood in line with her 13-year-old niece to meet the athletes. She's positive about the future of the grid league.
Yeah, I definitely believe that this is potential for growth. I think it's so new right now that not too many people know what it is.
The San Francisco Fire's Chad Augustine, who's a firefighter by day, says he hopes people will give the sport of grid a chance, even if they're not into fitness.
Every single match is within a couple of seconds. It comes down to the last match. And so if mainstream America can just watch that one time, I think they're going to be hooked.
For Only a Game, I'm Susan Vallett.